I want to talk about what today is, because, you know, we have, you know, yeah, you have Black Friday, and then you got, you know, Small Business Saturday, then you got Cyber Monday, and that's followed by Giving Tuesday, which you just mentioned. That's and it's so important for us to remember people who, you know, don't have it as good as we do.
Right.
And that's a lot of people still. Yeah. You know, the economy seems to be coming back. But, you know, who knows with the stock markets and these giant swings, you know, if businesses are going to want to invest in more employees and these kind of things. So this is a great way to give back. And you mentioned a website just a moment ago, which is a really great place to go. Would you mind mentioning that again?
Absolutely. It is an organization called AZ Gives. It's azgives.org. And if you want to know more about the AZ tax credits,
yeah, this is awesome.
You can go to azgives.org/AZ tax credits. So basically what Arizona has here is a dollar for dollar return on your gift or donation to a charity, as long as it's one of the qualifying charities. And azgives.org has the list of the qualifying charities.
Yeah. There, so. And you know what? You can find, no matter what you're into, you know, if you're trying to save animals or foster kids, or, you know, for me, you know, it's kids, pets, and vets. Well, actually, it's kids, pets, and vets. For me. That's the order.
You know what? Oh, by the way, I think the limit is still the same this year. What is it? 400 for singles?
Individuals. Yeah, 800 for a couple.
And 800 for a couple is the maximum on getting the dollar for dollar back.
So,
but I have some favorite charities
as
well.
Yes, please, please.
I mean, there are so many. But I'm a real fan of STARS AZ.
Oh, yeah.
Scottsdale Training and Rehabilitation.
You were on the board there for a while.
I was on the board there for a while. And this is an organization that helps adults with developmental or intellectual disabilities. Like, we're talking Down syndrome, autism. And they teach them daily life skills. They do job training, even get some of them their first jobs ever, earning a paycheck, right? They have art programs, field trips, dances, fitness programs. It is just an amazing place. And it's been around for, gosh, almost 50 years here in the Valley, but a lot of people don't realize
it. It's awesome.
Their website is starsaz.org. There is also Arizona's largest and oldest no-kill shelter, where our dear Gracie came from.
Oh, little Gracie.
And that is the Arizona Animal Welfare League. And their website is aawl.org. And finally, you know, you and I have both been involved with this for years now, Phoenix Rescue Mission.
Right, right.
So they have their Changing Lives Center, which is a faith-based recovery program. They have their Hope for Hunger Food Bank. They just really, really help a lot with the Valley's underprivileged and homeless. They're just a great, great resource in the Valley, especially during our summer months when they're out there, you know, providing some relief from the hot temperatures.
You know, and they've really shifted their mission there, too. They've gone from just providing beds, you know, a place where people can come and just crash for the night and then go back out on the streets. And they've really tried to get to the underlying issues of homelessness, which is recovery.
They've become solutions-based, right?
Yeah, yeah,
trying to find a solution. So, anyway, their website is phoenixrescuemission.org.
Okay. Yeah, and you can find all these, by the way, once again, by going to azgives.org to find them. For me, it's Crossroads. I love that place. Recovery, you know, I'm in recovery.
Yes.
And then, you know, my time as an embedded war correspondent, you know, I fell in love with the vets and everything that they do. And part of the sacrifice that's made by the vets is their family sacrifice a lot. And so Military Assistance Mission, I used to be on the board over there. I'm still in close contact with them. Military Assistance Mission does some incredible work here in the Valley that supports vets, but also their families, you know, who sacrifice a lot. And, you know, what's really telling is they qualify for that working poor tax credit, because that's how poorly we pay our the really low enlisted folks. It's a shame. So, OK, so it's azgives.org for Giving Tuesday.